Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Trish and Fourier on WEEI.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
This gives me PTSD.
Oh, yeah,
this really does because of my uncle.
Oh, my God.
That dope.
What do you mean, man? You should be proud.
Of
He's
what?
Famous. Your uncle's an Elvis impersonator. You should be excited.
Was.
Is he alive?
A DUI and a scar will fix that.
Oh, on the face, too?
Kind of.
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, good Lord. That's just PTSD of the nth degree for me. And my old man still listens to that stuff, too, on, vinyl.
Ooh, it's classic.
But he does have some, I'm assuming someday, whenever those come into my possession, those Elvis records will probably end up having a pretty price attached to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because my old man knows I can't listen to that crap.
There's not many people our age who can.
Yeah. No, I understand. Plus, it was the whole when, we were riding in the car as kids, and it would be like, hey, everybody, here's Shadow Stevens with Joe Box Saturday night. I just wanted to, take a pencil at 8 years old and just stick it right in my
eye. See, but I think that our kids probably enjoy our music more than we did our parents.
Yeah, I would think so. A, because it's evolved, and B, it's so readily accessible now. Like, when we were kids, we would never be able to plug in headphones into our phone and listen to Spotify if we wanted or something. We were stuck listening on the radio. When I go to my dad, Saturday nights, oh, we're going to go see my grandma, Edna May. All right, go see Edna May. We're coming home, riding through the back deal. Who do we got on?
Yeah, but
one of those
oldies
channels.
I would never, even if on the radio, never go to an oldies station if I'm driving in the car, where my kids, the high school ones especially, will literally listen to bands from the 80s and the early 90s.
Well, those are the oldies stations now. There's, I don't know, how many oldies?
No, that's what I mean. Those are our oldies. And my point is that
my kids
enjoy the music that we grew up on, as opposed to me listening, enjoying the music my parents listened to.
If we were to take in some Elvis from back in the day on TV, you're going back to the Ed Sullivan Show or something like that. A lot of the kids who listen to the music of the 80s, Aha, Take on Me might not be the best song, but it's got the coolest music video ever. And when you find it, you're like, oh, man. And then they work it into a Family Guy episode. And the next thing you know, there's your crossover. People start Googling it. And then they just get, I think, the exposure.
Plus Metallica happened with Stranger Things.
There we go. Tied into TV shows now.
Metallica
all that.
Happened, but they
weren't already huge. Well, I know, right. Well, at least you didn't. I worked with a guy who was doing a big giveaway and called him Metallica.
Nice.
I wanted to just backhand him. Be like, you can't be this dumb. I'm like, you're a grown adult. You should know Metallica. Well, no one knows Strudel like Fourier.
All right, so here's the genesis of this story.
We've been
waiting to do this all day. We were packed with big deal, no big deal stories. Now, remember, just for the record, so big deal, no big deal started because Glenn could never give anybody a straight answer.
That is a lie.
I was always on the fence on everything. He never wanted to, just couldn't answer the question. So we said, listen, you have two options. Either it's a big deal or it's not a big deal. That's it. Can't say kind of a big deal, sort of no big deal, one or the other. So I saw this story because there was this... Because
you like strudel.
No, there was a student protest, okay, that took place in Payson, Utah.
Where?
At Payson, Utah.
Payson, Utah. So yeah. Payson back and forth.
Yeah, so several students and adults participated in an hours-long walkout from Utah's Mount Nebo Middle School. This was on Wednesday. The reason for the protest.
Okay.
Furries.
Huh?
Furries. Now, furries, if you don't know what furries are, now I'm taking a stab at it. They're just, it's kind of like cosplay, right? You just get, you like getting dressed up in like mascot, you know, outfits, right? Like you're the, you want to be Tessie. You want to be,
you're half
Pat
right.
The Patriot, right?
You're dressing up to meet other furries for, I do believe, the express written consent of making the sex in costume.
Yeah, so the basically
or at least that's a part of it.
So these furries were just actively students were dressing up as furries and attacking students as a wolf, as a lion,
them?
Chasing them, licking them.
Remember the Jaguars one? Jaguars.
Yeah, that's basically what they were doing. And then the students and the parents were basically citing dress code as the reason. So. Here, listen, this is about a minute and some odd minutes long. If we need to stop it, we will. But this is from ABC, what is it, ABC 4 in Utah.
Parents say there's an issue between some students and others who call themselves furries, or people who enjoy dressing up as cartoonish animals.
Back when I went to school, you know, you couldn't dress that way, you couldn't do certain things, and I think it kind of needs to go back a little bit. Like, I know kids need their own personalities, but it's ridiculous when kids are dressing like animals and licking and biting people. I just don't think that's okay.
But the Nebo School District tells us it's not that extreme. Seth Sorensen says no one was scratching or biting anyone and that there are a lot of untrue rumors going around.
It actually is not something that's been occurring. In fact, a lot of the information that's been put out there is completely incorrect and inaccurate. And so we're still trying to get on top of that.
Thank you.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom.
Okay. Okay, stop just for a second.
This is strudel.
Okay, if Zeke, if you're listening, you got to put up a picture on Twitch of strudel. Because strudel is a high school student dressed up as, I don't even know what she is. Is she a fox? Is she a wolf? Is she a...
We've already got people in the Twitch chat. Licking is allowed, furry or not?
Yeah.
Here we go.
No. Okay, so everybody, let's meet strudel.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom. Though they've been a furry for over a decade, they have their own opinions.
It's crazy that it's escalated to this point where these kids are being so distracting to their peers that their peers want to stage a walkout. So to have, you know, the next generation kind of muddy our name and not represent it very well, it is kind of disappointing.
Strudel believes there should be some limits.
Continue doing things you like, continue dressing up, continue making art, but maybe let's keep it outside of school hours.
As for the school, Sorensen says they have one main goal.
We want every student to feel safe when they come to school,
okay.
And we want students to get along. In fact, we want adults to get along.
Okay, so here's the big deal. Oh, big deal, no big deal. You're allowed.
That was an hour ago.
You're allowed to dress up as a costume, as a character, as a video game character in school, and actually not just dress up as that character, but act out like that person.
No. These aren't video game characters. This is straight up dressing up as a furry.
Where do these costumes come from? How do they get the idea?
Well, it's not. I mean, they go to Mascots R Us.
They look expensive.
Yeah,
but they're not cheap. So here's the thing. I asked my daughter about this because I thought this story was fake. Because even the principal, the superintendent, was like laughing. She told me that yes, this does go on at a local high school in my surrounding area, not Foxborough High School.
This is strudel
within 20-mile radius of the foyer compound.
So they attach tails. They wear like cat ears, and they do. And she was telling me that there was a litter box in one of the schools, and the kids were going in the litter box like a cat. And chasing people. I know the principal in this school is saying that it doesn't happen. I'm telling you that it does.
So if I were in school and some kid in a furry costume decided to chase me, and I gave him a clothesline, is that animal abuse, or do I get charged for beating someone up?
I don't even know.
If that's
a good
how
question.
They identify.
It's
right?
a good question.
Sir, Mr. Gresh, come on in here. You are charged with, wait, hold on here. What, the judge is like, wait, what is this? Someone chased you in an animal outfit, and you gave them a clothesline, and their head popped off. Oh, you mean their fake head. Get the hell out of my courtroom.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like, seriously.
I don't.
How do they lick if they've got, like, the headgear on? I would think that if these furries are going to give somebody a little bit of a tongue lashing, that they'd have to pop the head off. You'd know who they are. And therefore, the anonymity of the furry is out the window.
Why can't the school just say no? You can't dress up however you want.
There's a lawyer.
So the parents are citing a dress code. They're citing rules that are already in place.
The parent in this clip basically wanted to bring bullying back.
I mean,
well, that when I was in school, well, you need to do that again.
If somebody is chasing you, let's say you have no desire to play along, like this isn't, you're not into this, and they're chasing you around in their stupid furry costume,
yeah.
And what are you just supposed to take it and just ride it out, if you will, to go back to Christmas vacation?
Can't
That's snot.
Can't you rub their belly?
I mean, can you do?
Not like a dog.
It's amazing.
Am I golden? I get him to roll right over and smile at me. I give him a little belly rub. Maybe instead of clotheslining one of these idiots whenever they're chasing you, you just try to trip them, get them on the ground, and scratch their belly a little bit. Maybe they got the spot on their side where you get them to, like, shake their leg or whatever.
You
I mean, if you're really
like
hey, if you're really going to identify then by God. All right, fine. Can I let me find your – come on. Everybody who's got a dog and loves their dog knows their puppy's tickle spot. So if these people want to be like puppies, fine. Let me find your tickle spot.
What if I feel like you're getting out of line? Can I put a shock collar on you? What if you're speaking too much? Can I shock you every time you –
It's a big shock collar.
Say something? Well, sure. It'll fit. It'll work out. Well, there's Strudel. You finally got to meet Strudel. Furries coming to a school near you.
So I threw in furries into the Google. I threw furries into the Google machine. The furry fandom is a subculture interested in anthropomorphic animal characters. Some examples of the word I can't say attributes include exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, speaking, walking on two legs, and wearing clothes.
I don't understand.
And I always thought there was the horny element too. I went to go do a game in Pittsburgh once. I checked into the hotel, and it was a furries convention. And they weren't just walking around like, hey, go into Banquet Hall B, and that's where they're all gathered. There were people roaming around and drinking as if they were looking to with the costumes on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is a thing too.
Yeah, of course, but yeah. It's all a part of it. Like, I feel like that if you're like a 15-year-old furry and you're into it when you start to change a little bit, then maybe it's one of those things you think about at that point, because at 15, I didn't think about being a furry.
I love this solution from the 508. Easy solution. If you don't want to be chased by a furry, just take a ball and throw it down the hallway.
Good job, Dice. That just might be the funniest thing Dice has said in 2 months.
Just throw, oh, yeah, you got to walk around. What
there
if you like, walk around with treats in your bag?
Catnip.
Yeah.
Hey, Professor, hold on, because it'd be high school, right? So
yeah.
It'd be like, the 10th grade math teacher figured out how to get all those furries to sit in a straight line. Hey, had good catnip. They all sat down, lined up in a row. I mean, there's even the story out there of the woman who we might have even played it, I think, under a big deal, no big deal. the lady who's like, well, you know, my kid identifies as a cat, so I should be able to take him to the veterinarian. And the veterinarian's like, this is a human being, ma'am. What are you doing?
I should be able to take him there.
And then she's like, oh, I should be able to take him there. It's like, what?
Oh, my God.
I always thought the litter box thing, that can't be real, right?
That is real.
That can't be.
I'm telling you.
Well, we have a texter who's screaming that it isn't.
I'm telling you it is. I asked one of my kids last night.
Yes.
And when I added this, I was like, okay, first of all, is this even real? I said, because I feel like it's a fake. I feel like they're just, you know, messing with everybody. She said it is. Absolutely. Now, you want to listen to the people who are just covering it like us, the people who actually have to go to school. Now, this is a middle school that they're talking
about.
This is
a middle school?
Yeah. So these are, what, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, something like that. Probably even younger, too, depending
on what grade you're in. 12 to 15 in that neighborhood.
Look at this. If your kid decides, I want to be a cartoon character with human characteristics. That's basically what it is. I want to be the cartoon that I loved as a kid, but I want it to be real. This kid is doing this interview. Strudel is doing this interview.
And what a name, by the way.
Strudel, a member of the furry fandom.
Imagine going back to the news director in at that radio station, or I said that TV station. And, hey, Jen. Yeah, we got a big dust up with the furries going on. How about you know, go do a story on that? And comes back and yeah, boss, I talked to Strudel.
They've been a furry for over a decade.
A furry for over a decade. You claim
so
that
you're 12.
You claim that on your taxes?
So if you're in middle school and you're 14, you've been a furry since you were 4? Like, I get it. Dad, hey, Ma, I want to be this for Halloween. Well, okay. Well, it's time to take your costume off. It's Christmas.
Oh, my God. Look at that on Twitch. It's like Yamahama. It's Fright Night.
It's like it's all mascots from, like, these, like, AAA ball clubs.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one that looks like its face is partly clawed off. That's a little aggressive, even in the furry world. Then again, the real arms are sticking out, which I think would be frowned upon.
Show up with a mask.
Oh, yeah. It actually would be kind of awesome.
To what?
If there was a furry convention here locally.
I think there was a couple of months ago. I saw people tweeting about it. They're all lined up outside a convention center.
I should go over there like an angry Sasquatch. Like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, so what are these
and
furries?
And just go over there and start like yelling at the other furries.
There's got to be a natural, you know, predator against furries. Right? So like if you're a little woodchuck, you know, just hanging out. Like, you'd be really nervous about a wolf. So who's chasing these furries? Who's the nemesis?
You're going to get bit by the Werewolf of London or whatever? Yeah. I am a lucky MF-er, says most don't wear a head. I don't know how that gentleman would know that. I'm not going to ask. I thought that came off whenever you started to go down the road of, hey, these two cats want to play, if you know what I mean. Like, and then you sort of, then you kind of get normal, even if you're having sex in these costumes or whatever.
Well, they're in middle school, so hopefully they're not having sex.
No, but you know what it graduates to. And you never know who's in there. That's the other thing, too, right? Isn't this an unbelievable way to hide your identity? Like, do you have to, like, so if a kid shows up at a school in a furry outfit, do you have to say to them, do you have to, like, open the mouth and look in and see that it's Johnny? Or do you have to go in there and be like, can you take your head off? Can you pop that off to show me who you are so I can check you as here or whatever? Or is it, you know, I sent Cousin Petey to school today because I wanted to go mess around. I dressed as a furry. Nobody will know. I got credit for being there. Like, it's a whole world that I mean. And that is scary. Like, imagine you're just walking through Boston Common and you saw that. What would you do?
Just keep walking. I mean, honestly, just keep walking. Like, I think I'm not surprised by anything.
That is. Good Lord. All right. We'll try to gather.
To end the week.
We'll try to gather ourselves after exposing Strudel to the world. Are You Done is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.